I have a story today about a little rag doll. And this was a boy that had the doll and not a girl. His name was Ralph. He was the youngest boy of a family of four. He was just a wee little fellow when his mother made him a little rag doll. Ralph used to carry the doll around everywhere that he went. And at night he always wanted the doll to take to bed with him. He called his doll named Susie. One evening at bedtime, Ralph began to cry. "Mummy, I want Susie." "Where is Susie, Ralph?" "She's on the back porch. She's dead." When Mother went to get Susie, she found the little doll was soaking wet, and when she held it up, its head fell over. She carried the doll into the bedroom and asked Ralph some questions. She soon learned that her little boy had baptized Susie, the rag doll, in the bath, just like he had seen his father baptize some people at the hall. "Don't cry, Ralph," said Mother. "Susie isn't dead. She'll be all right. I'll fix her up, and she'll be all right in the morning." Thus Ralph comforted, he went off to bed and soon went to sleep. Mother took the rag doll all apart and dried out the cotton by the stove and stuffed it all back again and sewed it all up, and Susie was soon as good as new. When Ralph woke up in the morning, he was delighted to see Susie was all right again. She wasn't dead anymore. Mummy has brought her back to life. This reminded Mother that one day the Lord Jesus was going to raise all those people from the dead that had believed in him, and he was going to take them to heaven to be with him. For the Bible says the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. What about you? If the Lord should come, would you go to be with him? You have to be in Christ. You have to be saved. You have to know him as your personal Savior. Have you ever trusted in him? Have you ever been saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your own? If you don't, why don't you let him come into your life today? He stands at your heart's door knocking. And if you'd open your heart's door, he said, "I will come in." So let him in and be saved right now. Thanks and be saved today. Thanks for listening to Ask Him and Trust Him. He'll forgive you and save you today. So trust him and be saved. Thanks for calling.